So I started when I was in primary school, so it was primary 5, 6, 7 that I played. My sister played it first, my older sister played, and that's how I had got into it, because she really enjoyed it. And then from there, I joined a club team with an East Kilbride. I played with them for a good number of years before I moved to East Kilbride Netball Club. And then from then, developed onto what we call our development centres, and then into the national setup. And from then, yeah, never really looked back.
By the time you got that debut at the 2013 World Youth Cup, that was long overdue then.
Yes, I've been playing for that. I was pretty young when I started as well, and I got into the national squad, under-17 national squad, when I was just about to turn 15, so I was really young. So I've actually been in the setup for what feels like a lifetime now, which is down the line, so I'm now 22. But even from then, so I was supported when I was in fifth year and doing my hires. That's when I got brought into what's called the Institute of Sport in Scotland. And I've been supported by them through my gym and all my programmes since that age when I was just in fifth year. So I have been here for a long time, and then got my debut at under-21s at the World Youth, which was just a fantastic experience. It seems like ages ago, but, you know, it was 20, it's a while ago.
Surely
not. It seems like a lifetime ago that actually happened.
But then what was that way like between then and 2016 when you got your first cap?
I've been around the national setup for a long time, so even when I was playing on the 21s, I was still training with the national squad, so I was actually based with the national squad for a number of years. So I didn't really such get a call-up, I was already in the squad, and then it was just my time, I guess, that I then got taken and got my first cap in 2016, which, again, take my first cap only two years ago. I feel as if it happened years and years ago, because we've just had so much competition, and the sport's grown, and how much we've done from the last Com Games anyways, which is 4 years ago. I was a reserve at the last Commonwealth Games. So from then to now, it's just been a massive shift, but I'm in a positive way.
The good thing is you've been with Sirens since the start. Have you seen them grow from season to season?
Oh, it's been great. I was part of Sirens last year, which was a completely new experience. It was a brand new franchise that nobody really knew what to expect. But it was a great opportunity for us to play in a squad like that, get experience from world-class players from around the world who we'd never played with before, we'd never met. And just seeing different styles, getting different ideas was really cool. And that was probably the most learning experience I got, was actually from fellow players that were in the team and what they brought from New Zealand, from England, from Jamaica. So I think that was more or less my main reason for re-signing again. Like, I enjoyed it that much, and I gained as a player a lot, took a lot on board, and from then, when I got asked to sign again this year, it was a kind of no-brainer that I would sign.
Does that make you step up to some degree as a player as well?
Absolutely. I think you play with Sirens, and that's what's known as your club team now, so I don't actually face goodbye, you have to give up that. The Sirens is my club team, but having your exposure at national level and competing against the best, but with Sirens, you're competing against some of the best in the world week in, week out. It's undoubtedly going to make you such a much better player, a much improved player than where you were at.
And it just goes to show the stuff you're doing on and off court as well. It's just working as that one unit.
Well, exactly. And we have a lot of kind of team values within Sirens. And across both years, unity has been a massive focus, a massive value for us, in terms of that everyone is coming from different backgrounds, different playing experiences. Some are very young, some have been there for a long time and probably seen a lot more, but at the same time, we are one team, and how do we make it work between all these new players? It's all good and well having great players, but how do they actually work together? How are they going to put out performances that are going to impress people and get people to come and watch and put on that spectacle? So unity is really the key for us, and it continues to be a key focus for us.
Are we then Com Games? Have you got over it yet?
No. I don't know if I ever will. Commonwealth Games was, and it's hard because I keep saying this to people, I'm like, it is hard to put into words what the most life-changing, amazing month of your whole 22 years I've been alive. It was by far the most incredible experience I've ever been involved in, I've never been a part in any I think the multi-sport and just having so many different athletes, different sports, but all with the same purpose, that they're there to compete and are there to do a job. And just seeing that everyone, people who are very similar to you, probably on a day-to-day basis, you don't meet that many people who are doing the same thing as you. But when you're in it for a month and you're in this kind of little bubble, in this little village where everyone's just doing the same thing. It was pretty awesome.
I was spotting to a few people. Did you go celeb spotting?
I mean, you try not to. You don't want to look too much. But the thing is, even everyone's in the village, everyone kind of just respects and appreciates everyone for what they do and what they're involved in. So I guess probably not. I mean, Usain Bolt, if he was there, I probably would have been trying to celeb spot him. Mm. But the biggest one we came across was just sitting in the dining hall, and Adam Jamili was just sitting literally next to me. And that was, pretty cool, because you're I watched a lot of athletics, so it's probably something I'm interested in, but just a normal person. These people are just normal humans, just like us. So
yeah,
I just tried to soak in the experience, and we went to watch loads of different sports and just get involved in Team Scotland and that one team that we had. And you just went to support people, and they came to support you. It was just such that kind of family unit. It was lovely. You could not have asked for it any better.
How's the season gone with Sirens for you personally? I mean, anybody can look at the stats and think, oh, well, yeah, maybe it was close. But Team Northumbria the other week, for example, that could have easily gone the other way.
Exactly. There's been a lot of games where we've been close, and then it's just been certain key moments, or critical moments is what we would call them, in the game that we've just not been clinical enough. And that's when it's maybe lost by 5-6 goals in game. And Super League, unfortunately, if you have the little blips, you're going to pay the price for it, and you're going to lose games. And it's not been the most perfect season, and you can look at the stats and you can see where we're at. However, it's how we bounce back from that, and it's tough. And at times you're like, oh my goodness, how do we get better? And just try to improve every single week. And you can see from our probably last 3 performances, we've had a massive shift in a positive way, that we're now starting to play some good netball, more consistent netball. And you can start to see connections starting to go. And you need to remember, this team only came together around January time, just before January, and then the season started. So it's not a long turnaround to bring 12 brand new players together and then expect to click it straight away. It's going to take time, and it's just trying to kind of speed up that time just now. We're a good unit, and everyone's happy with where they're at, but we know that we can do much better. So, yeah, it is difficult. However, I don't think anyone's under the illusion that we can do much better from where we're at just now. And I think the performances from now to the end of the season will show just the kind of potential and what this team actually have within that squad.
What's that like as a player when you've got those people waiting at the end of the game for autographs?
I think that's probably one of my favourite parts. Apart out with the netball, and I love being on court and I love performance, but actually appreciating the people who have stayed behind at the end and seeing the kids' faces and seeing their signatures that they want, and them just being so excited to see you and ask all the questions, and they want to know about your position and where you've played, and just to see how interested, how keen they are. I just think it's the most, probably the best thing that we can give back to our sport is to our fans. And for those young girls who are looking up to you and want to know how do they get to where you are, just knowing that there's kids who are aspiring to be like that is just fantastic. And I'm a PE teacher, so my background as well with the kids, just been a great, the impact that you can have on them, you don't probably realise how significant it actually can be.
Sirens branding is among the best in the league, and just to be part of that and driving things forward in Scotland must make you feel good when you're playing.
Absolutely. I mean, every time you put that dress on, you know who you're playing for and you know what the brand is and what we want to achieve. We have a great support staff who look out for us day in, day out, 24 hours a day. They're there for you. We have some great sponsors behind us. Our 5 for 10 dresses, if you've seen them, they're one of the nicest dresses that we could have had. So it's great to have 5 for 10 with us as well. And the girls, when we've seen our kit and when we've seen our dresses, I mean, the girls are delighted with what we've got. So great having that support behind you. It does make a massive difference. And with Sirens being the only semi-professional team within Scotland for females, I mean, it's such a massive thing for our sport, and our sport is growing, and we're trying to change the game. We're trying to make it more, not just netball, it's not just a national squad, it's so much more than that. And it's about getting participation levels from kids right up to, we've got our bounce back to netball happening now, so we've got people who have been playing netball and then went away from it and came back. So it's so exciting, and seeing where our sport's going is just fantastic. Over the last 4 years, it's just grown and grown and grown. So yeah, just very, very excited.